Hey everyone, this is a Creative Disturbance podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Condis, for the Indie Game Nation channel. And I'm here with Adam Bacall, actually former student and also director, producer, editor, all-around extraordinaire filmmaker of the documentary Downright Fierce, A Look Inside Competitive Gaming. And so we're kind of here to talk about, we'll talk a little bit about the documentary, but we'll come back to that in a little bit. But let's talk about the fighting game tournament in general. I mean, Adam, what was it that drew you to tournament industry in general?
Well, I mean, I've kind of been not directly surrounded by the scene, but I've been into the scene since around 2009, and that was when Street Fighter IV's debut was, and since then I've kind of just been following communities and, you know, watching videos, and, you know, since 2009 kind of just practicing and trying to get better at the game. So it's kind of been, that was kind of my main focus, because Street Fighter has been the game that stuck with me through, you know, throughout all these years. You know, it's my favorite game of all time.
So. And there's a lot of them. I mean, you know, starting with Street Fighter 2 was like very first one, and then Mortal Kombat.
It's definitely had its iterations and side games, and, you know, I mean, it's the one that I follow closely, so.
What made you, I mean, you did a good thing. Like, you know, a lot of people, when they think of an idea for a documentary, they kind of want to go, like, they want to look at the whole broad spectrum. And you kind of kept it narrowed down to just the Dallas scene. I mean, what have you noticed between the Dallas scene and just maybe other scenes in general, like from the East Coast and West Coast, or even maybe Vegas in general, because that's where one of the largest tournaments, Evo, happens every year.
Yeah. as weird as it sounds, I'd say that Dallas's scene is definitely more humble. And more accommodating. I mean,
in what ways?
Because I come from California, and I mean, I know the West Coast scene, and, you know, West Coast scene closely resembles the East Coast scene, and so, you know, you have well established pros there. You know, you got people that have been playing Street Fighter for years, and so they're more established, and so they're definitely more, you know, they're more about themselves and getting into their game and training and whatnot.
Well, when did you come from California? I mean, when did you move here?
I moved here in 2008.
Okay, so you were...
And before then...
And you actually had seen some of the tournaments over
here. Yeah, okay. And I mean, I go there every year. Okay. So, I mean, and I see the scene. I make it down to arcades, and I see the local scene every year. And it's, you know, it's so much different than it is here in Dallas. And, you know, to go off of that, you know, they're here, especially the guys that I was working with in the documentary, I mean, you'll find that they're just really accommodating, you know, and they're wanting to help you not only with getting better with your skill as far as the game, but, you know, meeting people and getting involved in the community in some way. You know, I mean, this wouldn't have started if, you know, one of the guys didn't ask me to be a part of, you know, the scene in general, and, you know, and work on the documentary and document these guys that were playing, you know. And that's just something that I don't think I could have found, you know, still being in California, because, like I said, I've had firsthand experience of, you know, trying to ask pros and, you know, just try to get their insight on everything. And I mean, not to say that they're snobby or anything, but, you know, they are kind of into them, their own scene and their own little group of, you know, of Street Fighter players. So
I think you'll find that almost any kind of like nerd genre, that like sometimes like an East Coast compared to West Coast will probably have their own little clique.
they've got their own in on stuff, and, you know, and it's different here, which I like, and I wanted people to see that. And, you know,
you focused a lot in on the Dallas scene. I mean, I know like Houston and Austin kind of have their small scenes too. Is there a difference in those, or are they kind of like almost the same kind of like almost accommodating kind of feeling to them?
Well, Austin's collective group, I know, I mean, I it's funny because I really wanted to include Austin's group, because I actually drove down there. I was telling you about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tried to reach out to you know, some key players down there and try to get a hold of them, you know, but it just didn't end up working out as far as scheduling. But I know that their scene is, you know, it closely resembles the Dallas scene here. You know, they're all so very passionate about video games, and especially with Street Fighter, you know, and they want to train on a national scale too. You know, they drive to the, you know, to West Coast, to East Coast. They drive all over, you know, just to get their game better, while at the same time being college students, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really impressive, especially in my book, you know? And it's, you know, because it's expensive.
And these are guys who, I mean, at the same time, playing inside Texas, they're still making the trips out to the East and West Coast to play the tournaments also.
That's the thing about Street Fighter, you know, if you want to get good on that national level, you want to make sure that people know your name, especially, you know, on the East and West Coast, because that's, you know, that's where it counts. So,
I mean, are you heavily invested in the fighting game tournament outside of documenting and kind of, I guess, maybe play, but I mean, are you any competitor type in this? Or?
I mean, I try to be. I've been playing Street, like I said, I've been playing Street Fighter 4 since 2009. And since then, I play probably 4 or 5 times a week. I try and get better. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those games that you really need to take time to invest in and get better at. Because it seems simple out on the outside, but, you know, it can be very complex.
And there really is some fierce battling in these competitions. I've been to a couple, like I said, you know, Absolute Battle, which is the main tournament you kind of put in the documentary.
Yeah.
Was started by a friend of, was, well, partially started by a friend of mine a few years back, but, I've been there watching the heated, you know, the heated passion in these rooms, and like you think, oh, you know, a fighting game is like you got to use a joystick and hit that couple buttons. Like, no, you're watching the guys who are fighting for those 50 grand prizes. It's like you're watching their hands. It's like make these characters move and do all these ultimates. Like, there's almost like a real skill set you got to teach yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting because you know you have with Street Fighter the layout is you have a joystick that moves your character and you have 6 buttons, mm-hmm. 3 corresponding to punches, 3 corresponding to kicks. And so in the, you know, on the surface, it's, you know, move that joystick and press a button in sequence and out comes the move, you know, and there's over 100 variations of that you have to put together in the moment, mm-hmm. but at the same time, counter and think of what your opponent could be doing with his joystick and doing with his button. And so in the moment, it's just a huge battle of anticipating what each other are going to do. And that's what makes it so complex and so heated because, you know, you may have someone that may be doing the exact same thing as you, or you may have someone that's one step ahead of you every single time and thus becoming, you know, a lot more complex. But that's what makes it so heated, you know, because you want to be able to outdo your opponent in that moment. So,
like, let's take Absolute Battle for a second. What are some of the games that you see? I mean, it's not just Street Fighter 4. What are some of the other fighting games?
I mean
there's Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
There's Injustice now.
Yeah, I mean the fighting game scene. I don't want people to think that the fighting game scene is just excluded to mainly Street Fighter. I mean you got people still competing for Mortal Kombat, and that game came out in I think 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm. Well, the newest one.
The newest one, Mortal Kombat 9, and then you know you got your Injustice. You still have Tekken, which is still really relevant, and that's a 3D fighter, and you know that community's huge.
I mean, I remember the days back in 2001, 2002, spending quarters at Malibu just playing Tekken 3 and thinking I'm a badass, but realizing when somebody else puts another quarter down, I'm done.
Yeah, Tekken scene is still growing pretty much pretty well. You know, you still got you know modern day 2D fighters that have like an anime presence. Mm-hmm. Like you got Guilty Gear, you got Persona and Blaze Blue, and then you have the more recently, which is becoming even more of a huge scene, is the Smash Brothers scene.
Which is interesting because that's Nintendo, and you know, has that changed in any? Because I mean, Smash Brothers, I mean, it's sort of in the same vein, but it's totally different because it wasn't meant to be like Street Fighter. They wanted a game where you can kind of fight, and it just got it soaked up by that community.
Yeah, a party game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely evolved since then, you know, especially since Melee's debut. Every iteration after has been, you know, tried to set a precedent and become more competitive. And I mean, I know from experience, especially, you know, getting feedback from the fighting game community, people were really anticipating this new one. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Smash Brothers is just now, it's probably now rivaling Street Fighter to a great degree because, you know, you have people that have been playing Melee since it's, you know, since it came out. And that's a long time ago. Yeah. That was pre-2009. So I think 2006.
And I played the most recent one over the holidays and it's fun. I'm in no way an expert.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I'm one of those guys that will cheer and like when I kick your butt when I get lucky enough to actually win a match.
Yeah, I mean Smash Brothers, if you think about it on a technical scale, you know, compared to Street Fighter, there's not 3 punches, 3 kicks. You know, there's 2 main buttons for attacking. Yeah, I mean, and it's all in combination, it's all in sequence, and it's super fast. I credit Smash Brothers for being really quick because I can't, you know, compared to Street Fighter, it's on a 2-dimensional plane and you're moving at a set speed.
Well, when you look at all these other games, I mean, Guilty Gear, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, I mean, people have these joysticks, these huge joysticks with like your one D-pad and the 6 buttons.
Yeah.
There aren't these kind of joysticks for Smash Brothers. You're using like the Wiimote or like, you know, the specialized GameCube controllers that you can still plug into your Wii U.
Yeah, their swiftness with that on just their thumbs is incredible. You know, I can't I respect it a lot. I really respect the Smash community for that. I mean, they're just as passionate as the Street Fighter scene. So,
you were at Absolute Battle.
Yeah.
Who are some of the, like, just so some of the listeners may know? I mean, like, there are like specialized guests that come to these things that go by like specialized names. Like,
yeah.
Who are some of the like stars at Absolute Battle?
It's funny because, you know, whenever I was still setting this up, I had heard that, you know, a couple pros, you know, just to name a few, Filipino Champ, which he's a well-established Marvel versus Capcom player and a Street Fighter player. Ricky Ortiz, he's another pro. And a more recent favorite of mine, Snake Eyes, which he's from the West Coast. You know, and those, you know, there's a lot of main players that came out from the East and West Coast. And,
does Texas have any like main players? Or
Texas has some main ones. And I want to I kind of want to shout out to the guys that were in my video, because I think they're really relevant Texas players.
Then let's talk about that. So who are some of the guys you showcased in your video?
The three that I showcased were part of the VGP, the Versus Gameplay team. Joe Love was one of them. Integra, or Jonathan Molina, was another one. And Andre West, which he's a UTD graduate, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. and he goes by Chaotix, and those three, man, they are just, their game is unrivaled at the moment. I mean, I was just at a tournament this past weekend, and I mean, those guys just, you can tell they put in work and practice.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the documentary, and like some of these guys, like, you know, it's not even like they're having a huge, you know, group competition. It's like two guys sitting at home playing the thing, trying to see who can better each other.
And I mean, Absolute Battle itself, you know, I actually got to interview two out of the three guys, you know, that come from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they were really insightful. You know, they let me know about their scene and their ways of practice. And, you know, I guess I was starstruck a little bit in a sense, because, you know, I mean, these are guys that have been in the community for a while, and they're really good. So I wanted to get their input on what they thought about, you know, the Southern scene.
Yeah. So, let's talk about like just the making of the documentary. I mean, what was it? I mean, you made this in about three months, maybe three and a half.
Oh, yeah, three months.
And so, like, well, I mean, were there any obstacles, or were there any problems, or was it pretty much a smooth flowing kind of practice to go from shooting to editing?
I think the initial issue was just scheduling. You know, knowing when I could go in and film some B-roll. But for the most part, it was a smooth process. You know, I got to work with two of the guys that are, you know, the head of Versus Gameplay. Reginald Jeffrey and Markel Lee, you know, two really amazing guys, really accommodating, and just every step of the way, they found a way to help me out. You know, just kind of a trade back. You help me, I help you, and so, and, you know, because it's good coverage for them. And so, I think I didn't really have any issues. You know, it was all pretty smooth. You know, especially leading up to the day of Absolute Battle, it was great.
And remind me here, I think the day you actually released it on YouTube, you actually had like a specialized, didn't somebody like also stream it live on their Twitch channel?
Oh, yeah. My good friend, Jonathan Oathone, who goes by the name of Solid X Panda, actually streamed it on his Twitch account as kind of like a debut thing, because he was really excited about it too. And so he featured it. He played it once through his live stream, and, you know, we got a lot of decent viewers, so.
Awesome.
It was really exciting, yeah.
So what's the future now? I mean, do you plan on maybe submitting the film to, like, I mean, I know it's on YouTube, but I mean, do you maybe plan on submitting it to any film festivals or anything?
I mean, I think from here, I think I'd like to revisit this scene again in the near future. Film festivals, I don't know. I mean, I could
name at least one or two here in Dallas, I think.
Yeah, know. I mean it could be a possibility. I think that I've already hit kind of like my milestone with as far as the fighting game community. I had it featured on the front page of a major forum.
That's awesome.
Called Event Hubs. And I kind of reached the holy grail with that one. So, but yeah, I mean, I definitely want to revisit this in the future, because, you know, I tell people all the time that, you know, fighting game and film are like a huge passion of mine. And so,
Would you focus mostly on Street Fighter, or would you maybe look at some of the other fighting games?
I'd probably expand it to a wider audience than just Street Fighter, because, you know, upon release, I've had a lot of people reach out to me, you know, trying to get not necessarily exposure, but just, you know, they want to inform people more about, you know, their Smash scene or their Tekken scene. And, you know, it's it's kind of something that a project that I'd love to include everyone if I can, mm-hmm. you know, a couple of years down the road. But yeah, as far as film festivals, yeah, that'd be something I'd consider. That'd definitely be more pressuring in a sense, but I'd love to.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think that's all I've got. If people want to know about a link to the film, that would be in the actual page notes here on the actual episode. I guess any shout outs or anything you want to say, final words?
Just thanks to everyone supporting me. I haven't had one person, you know, I haven't had anyone doubt my ability to make this documentary, especially from the beginning of it all. I've had nothing but support from family and friends. And so it wouldn't have reached the recognition and, you know, the amount of views that it had if it weren't for all of those people. So I just want to tell all of you thank you and that I love you all very much. And I appreciate all of you because, you know, it means a lot to me. And I hope you guys know how much this documentary means to me. So
you deserve all the praise you get. I mean, it's an awesome documentary. And with that, I'm your host, Kyle Condis, and this has been an Indie Game Nation podcast. And we will catch you next time on Creative Disturbance. Thank you.